I do want that spot. You've had the opportunity. Oh, here he comes with those. Hang on for me.
Hi, Mike. Mike, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Hi. Happy Tuesday. How's your day going so far?
Well, my feet hurt because I got wrapped in this pair of boots on, but
okay.
We're getting some snow or crap. And
right. Well, you know, I do welcome the opportunity to speak with you, and thank you for taking the call during a busy workday. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Mike, that you use Google yourself, and you probably are even at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up. Yeah, I mean, we all use it as consumers, and for you, I mean, especially being that it's a young and small company, being on that first page of Google is huge because people won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google or they go on Bing on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet. All they have to do is be in your service area, and we can specifically target the hill towns for you, and they're typing in excavation contractor, they're typing in dirt work, they're typing in grading, resloping, site preparation. Any of the services that you want to provide, your business and a professional website will be one of those things that people see. Now, of course, that means it gives them the opportunities to pick up the phone and call you directly. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not dealing with a potential customer who is expecting several bids and several phone calls and might be looking for the cheapest guy, or maybe even looking for an estimate to try to budget for something different when down the road. Now, if someone goes on Google, they're not typing an excavation contractor to practice their typing, right? They're looking for someone to call. And of course, not everyone will call you, and that's okay. You'll never be the only company that appears on the first page of a search like that, but that's okay too. The people that call you, Mike, they're going to look at the website that we build for you, and I'm going to include that website at no cost. I want to make this affordable for you. It is also month to month, but I want to make sure that your phone is ringing, and we know that having a website is going to help you to get those phone calls. And everybody that calls you will look at that website first, so they'll learn about your company. And by the time they decide to start dialing your number or hit that click-to-call feature, it's really because they're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. They do want to work with you. So again, it's a very high conversion rate. And no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, big jobs or small, it is just a fixed flat rate. Now, it's not just for Google. Of course, you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'd have things like a Yelp listing. You'd have a Facebook page. We will do Facebook paid ads as well. Again, we want to target the hill towns here. Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Now, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but you will get a steady stream of phone calls, and you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, jobs that are going to fit into your scope of work. And we'll do very targeted marketing. Like I said, we'll target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, you are a younger business, so you do qualify for a reduced rate here. Actually, our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. Mike, it's really just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. Keeping clients on board for the long term, even though it's month to month, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for over 20 years. We started in 2004. I've actually been with the company myself since April 17th of 2013, so I'm coming up real quick here on my 12-year anniversary. You'd be in very good hands with us. And it is my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you. And, of course, it's our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's really designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. Normally, this platinum package that would be perfect for your services and service area, it is listed on our website at $599 and a setup fee of $299. I'm going to reduce that by half. I'm going to cut that $5.99 down to $2.99. I'll actually take 66%, two-thirds of the setup fee away. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month. Every month after that is exactly $299. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, you're not going to be paying per lead. It's not a lead-based service. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. Now, I did reduce the cost of the service, but I did not reduce the overall Facebook ad spend. Like I said, there's going to be Facebook ads included, a social media campaign included. $100 of Facebook ads equates to about 400 clicks because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. It's just another great way to get your name out there, get a website in front of more people, get you more phone calls. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that this is a month-to-month service, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. Of course, with the calls coming directly to you and the website included at no cost, is that something you might want for ScrappyDo? At least try it out for a month?
I actually thought about that. No, you're saying something because I just did the whole thing with Angie's List.
Sure.
Or Angie's. I just did it last
night. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, that is a very different service. Yeah, you're paying for the lead. I mean, with that, their focus is completely different than ours. Their job, in fact, is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. And whether you get the job or one of your competitors who got that same exact lead gets the job, even if nobody gets the job and it's someone who's looking for an estimate for a future project, you all still pay for that lead. With this, it's completely different. First of all, we don't work with your competition. We are a Google partner. We're not Google, of course, but we are a Google partner, and strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. And, of course, like I said, you won't be the only company on that first page, but you will be the only company that we're working with as a Google Premier partner. Now, of course, the calls come directly to you, so you're not dealing with a potential customer who's expecting multiple bids. It's a much, much higher conversion rate than you would typically see with a lead-based service. Now, I mean, that being said, I do hope that Angie brings you some work and you get a fairly decent conversion rate out of it. If you do decide to keep Angie, that's perfectly fine. But what a lot of my clients do, I mean, there's no conflict with paying for leads and also being on the first page of Google and Bing. But what a lot of my clients do, if they have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you just started or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same. Most of my clients, though, prefer to get calls directly to them. And once we get their phone ringing, a lot of my clients will scale back on their leads. They'll keep them paused more often. They'll cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients do actually cancel their lead service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll certainly reach more people, and like I said, it's a much, much higher conversion rate. Now, are you doing commercial as well as residential?
No.
Just residential. That's okay.
Residential, because commercial, I mean, like Randy Baker, he's bigger than I am, way
right.
bigger than I am.
Yeah, sure.
They got the bigger machines. They can do them commercial.
Okay.
They can have
gotcha.
That whole headache.
No. Tara put in the notes that you are a small company. You know, you don't have all the equipment that everybody else has, and I that's why I was asking if you were looking for even like smaller commercial jobs. And like you said, it is a headache a lot of the times, and a lot of the times it's net 30, net 60, net 90. You got to wait one or more months to get paid for the job that you do, and sometimes, you know, as a young and small company, that's like you said, more of a headache than it's worth. But the reason that I ask is we do very targeted marketing, so we are going to target specific places you want to be found. Target specific neighborhoods, of course, focus on residential clients. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done, like maybe before and after photos, something like that?
This is one of my bigger problems. I never took photos.
That's okay. I hear that from young businesses
work.
Sometimes. Yeah, especially they forget to take the before photo, and then they think, oh, shoot, I better take a photo afterwards. If you don't have any photos at all, that's okay. I mean, we are going to build a website for you because we know that that's how most customers or potential customers make their decision. We can use stock photos to start with. The initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and the updating, Mike, that's included as well. So as we start sending you jobs, you can start taking photos, send us those photos. We can add those photos to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, if you are one of those business owners who likes to make changes to their website on their own, you will have access to a website editor tool so you can add photos. You can add a, you know, senior discount, military holiday special, 10% off a specific service. You can make changes to your website as well. And whether you make changes or whether we do, there's never any additional cost for that. Your website editor tool is part of your client dashboard. It's more than just a tracking system, although you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and things like that. You can, like I said, make changes to your website. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can maintain and manage kind of your online reputation. Keep in mind, we are going to create all the additional destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Most of that content will allow someone to leave a review. So whether you do get reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever they originate, they'll repopulate on your tracking system, on your client dashboard. So in one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. So it makes it very easy for you. Did you have any other questions for me at this point?
Not a lot, but what I want to say is it took Angie's almost a year to get me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I completely understand that. You know, you're a young business, a small company.
Yeah, they called me and called me and called me and called me and called me. And they finally, I decided to do something. Now, how come you guys have never heard of me before?
So,
how come you guys didn't do it a year ago?
Okay, so we, first of all, we only call through the area when positions become available, and we only reach out to businesses that have some type of online presence. So when positions become available, our inventory department does look for someone in the area that we're trying to fill the position for, and of course providing services to fit the category. So if you didn't ever have a Facebook page, and I know you don't even have a website right now, maybe it was even that Angie listing that our inventory department found to let them know that you are in the area providing those services. And, of course, you have to have no bad reviews. I mean, you are a young company and certainly new to advertising, so there are no online reviews, no bad reviews. That's kind of why you made the short list of pre-qualified candidates and why Tara reached out to you. Now, I mean, I'm kind of glad to hear that you didn't just jump right in with Angie, because a lot of business owners do start with Angie and then they find out later that they're paying for every lead. Maybe they thought that they only paid for the leads that turned into work or something like that. Now, like I said, it doesn't conflict with being a first page listing, a first page company, and getting direct phone calls. You may find, I mean, you know, obviously it's pretty new, but the real expense with something like Angie is not signing up for it. It's paying for every lead after that. And boy, I know the lead fees will vary, but if someone puts in like a bid request for site preparation, even if it's like a tiny little site, you'll probably spend well over $100 for that particular lead. Now, obviously with us, big jobs are small, and no matter what someone types in, you're not paying for leads at all. And really, for the cost of just a handful of leads, you're going to have first page placement on Google and Bing, you're going to have a website, etc. So it is almost always more affordable than continuing to receive leads from a lead-based service, and it is always more profitable. I mean, first of all, you're going to reach more people. It's going to be a much higher conversion rate. Actually, if it ends up being that you do this and scale back on your leads, that actually makes me feel pretty good. I remember long before it was Angie Leads, it was, you know, Home Advisor. Right now it's kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor. Before that it was Home Advisor for many years, and even before that it was called Service Magic. It's the same business model of kind of capturing leads mostly from advertising through Google and then selling and reselling those leads to businesses and their competition. So as you can imagine, over the years I've talked to many business owners that have used that same lead-based service, others that have used other services, but, you know, it's all about the same. I mean, it depends on, you know, how many of your competitors get the same lead and how much each lead costs, but most lead-based services work about the same. And for younger, smaller companies, I mean, Kara put in the notes, it's kind of just you. You can get help when you need it, but it's kind of just you answering the phones and things like that. Now, with the lead-based service, it's usually the bigger companies, someone that is, you know, having the ability, first of all, to absorb the misses, right? Because you will get leads. They don't always turn into jobs right away. So sometimes there is a lot of money going out before the money starts coming in. And it's usually a business that is not going to miss those opportunities, that has someone who's going to respond to those leads and call right away. Because, you know, when you're getting the same lead your competitors are getting, you know, sometimes if you don't get to them right away, one of your competitors might get to it before you do. But even with something like Angie's, I've talked to business owners that say, I called it the second I got it, and they had already scheduled it with somebody else. So you might get the lead hours or even a day or more after one of your competitors get that exact same lead. They might have already reached out to that potential customer. I've heard people say it feels like they're working for Angie's, or they said they were working for Home Advisor, you know, if you go back that many years. Because it is a lot of money going out, and it's a lot of time to jump on those leads and contact those people and call them back if they don't answer, or call Angie if you don't get any contact with that potential lead and you're still supposed to spend $80 or $100 on that lead, right? So this is going to be a much better use of your time. And like I said, I'm not trying to badmouth Angie. It is a well-made lead service. You will definitely get leads. It's just a little bit of a different focus. Like I said, their job is to send and sell you leads. Our job is to get your phone ringing. And like I said, with them, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or no one gets the job, they're still getting their money. With us, your success is our success, meaning that, like I said, normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. If you add that up, that's $898. We're looking at charging you less than half that rate. That means that we're not going to cover our cost in that first month, the website alone, you know, and the Facebook ads that we're paying for every single month. But like I said, your success is our success. We're kind of investing in your business because we know that you're going to be successful with it. And nobody counsels on profit. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. I know that you're going to keep the service long term. Now, like I said, it's not going to inundate you with more work than you can take on. It will, though, give you opportunities to field calls, talk to people, to pick the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Okay?
Okay, now, I just did this last night, and I was on the phone with them for 2 hours.
Wow.
And this is Angie's, and I almost said, hey, screw that, I don't want it, it's too much of a hassle. It's, you know, because I got to go on the website, leads are going to come to me, then
yes.
I got to do this and this and that and that and this and that. And I'm not a computer type person.
Okay.
You know, if you tell me I'm going to have a website, okay. All that stuff last night, I was like, I don't know if I really want to be on it anymore. I'm just...
Yeah, and it took 2 hours. That's a long time to be on the phone. Now, with us, I mean, obviously, I'll answer all of your questions and spend as much time speaking with you right now as you'd like. But if you decide to move forward, there's really not much that you need to do beyond answering your phone. We do a client interview. That's a separate phone call. One of our technicians spends about 30, maybe 40 minutes with you, less than an hour, much less than an hour. In fact, it's scheduled for an hour, but it's taking about half that amount of time. But we do want to talk to you. You know, we want to talk in depth with about where you want to be found, all the different cities if you want to service all the hill towns or just specific ones, you know, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, or slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that call takes about a half an hour. You do have 24/7 access to your tracking system. The reports are easy to understand, and they update in almost real time. Several times throughout the day, the reports update. Some of our clients don't even look at their tracking system. We know that because we know that they don't open it. A lot of people just say, hey, you know, you've never called me before. Where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? Oh, I found you on the first page of Google when I typed in, you know, excavation contractor in this case. That's enough for a lot of people to know that the service is working. And really, as long as you answer the phone, and that's really all that we ask for you to do, is to answer the phone when it rings and talk to the people that are calling you, I know that you're going to be successful with this. Now, you may end up pausing Angie, you may end up canceling it, but having a website in front of the eyes of the people that are in that exact moment trying to find someone who does what you do, putting your hat in the ring, so to speak, you know, giving the people who need you an opportunity to know that you're in the area, that you do provide quality work, they'll call you, you know, and the ones that call you are looking at the website before they call you, so it's not going to be a waste of your time. In fact, I mean, time is money, right? Time wasted is money wasted, but time well spent is money well earned. And instead of chasing down leads that your competitors are chasing down, when you're answering the phone from someone who's calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you because they saw your website and something they liked, I mean, that's going to be a much better use of your time. And again, it really is just you. So time really is money. You need to be, you know, profitable. You need to not be chasing work or working to get work. You just want to get those phone calls, talk to those people, do the work, and get paid, right? Now, I know that the Angie's cost you a bit of money, right? And I get that. After speaking with you, I don't normally do this, but I think you would do really well with a service like this. I speak with excavation contractors. They are some of my best retained clients, meaning that they do very well with the service and they keep the service long term. I've been with the company, like I said, April will be my 12th anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me for more than 10 years, almost from the very beginning. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Again, nobody cancels on profit. I wouldn't normally waive an entire setup fee because that setup fee, which can be as high as $299, it really is there to help us offset at least a little bit of the heavy lifting that we do up front. Now, you did start with Angie. I can't get that money back for you, but I can do right by your company, and I can do everything I can to make our service affordable. So in this case, I'd be willing to waive that $99 setup fee that I mentioned earlier. It would just be a one-time out-the-door cost of $299 to get things started, and then as long as you're profitable, as long as you choose to keep the service, it would bill once a month for that exact amount of $299. Like I said, it is 50% off the normal cost of the service, but it is not an introductory rate. It's really just designed to make things affordable for younger companies. That's kind of how we got our start well over 20 years ago. The owner of our company has a brother who was in business at the time, and you know, our owner is very, very computer literate guy. He helped his brother get listed on Google and thought that would be a good business model for himself. You know, 2 decades later, we're a Google partner. Let me do this for you. Are we talking on a smartphone? Can you receive a text message if I send you one?
Yeah. I mean, I'm on an Android, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Let me ask you this. Where are you guys at?
That's a great question. I'm going to send you some information right now. We are headquartered in California, the same as Google and Facebook. We're actually about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego. As a Google Premier partner, though, our service area includes all of the United States and Canada, not Mexico, but almost all of North America, the United States and Canada, and every industry under the sun. And definitely we have a lot of businesses that work outdoors, excavation contractors, landscapers, remodeling contractors that do exterior work, roofers, things like that. I know you'll do quite well. If you need to pause the service even seasonally, you can do that too. We don't charge you during the time or after the fact. Everything's on pause. We don't take anything down except we stop the Facebook ads. Obviously, the $100 of Facebook ads comes out of your monthly spend. If everything's paused, we're not charging you. We do pause the Facebook ads too. But we don't take your website down. We don't take the directories down. I did send the link out to you. Again, we're not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these phone calls, though, to businesses, but you have to have at least 100 or more individual locations. Anything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. And again, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent out to you is to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you have not already and you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Mike, are you able to see that?
I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
Now, who do you have for like representatives near me?
So that's one thing that our system is. I mean, I'd have to actually ask someone else to do that search for me, because our system, first of all, it searches by phone number, and then it searches by business name, and then it searches by email. So it's hard for me to do a quick search on my end to find someone in your area. And of course, it would not be someone who is in your area and an excavation contractor. Strict Google guidelines means that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Of course, our service area is United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. So it wouldn't make sense for us to put our clients in competition with each other. We'd basically be competing against ourselves. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so it makes sense for us. And it is a requirement for us to keep our Google partnership program. But it does mean that our clients see a much higher return on investment, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it is a month-to-month service. We spend about 100 man hours in the first week alone to get you listed, to create your website, to create the directories, to create and manage the Facebook ads, etc. So we really do work hard to earn your business, and that's why we keep it month-to-month.
And I'm like I said, I took them a long time to even get me to say yes. So,
well, I'm kind of glad that you finally did, because like I said, that is most likely, after speaking with you and after searching for anything else you've got online, that is most likely how our inventory department even knew that you were in the area providing these services.
Yeah, because they have a representative that lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
Which is probably about 2 hours from me.
Right.
And so if I have any problems, I call her and talk to her and say, hey, I want this, so do this, or do that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to drive out to New Jersey. You're still going to be conducting business by phone and email, and we could definitely do that for you as well. I'm actually going to be your account manager here. I am on the phone a lot, so I do have a lot of help. You know, we do have client support. You can reach a live person simply by phoning us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email 24/7, and we do follow up that same business day or possibly the next business day if we receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. But, you know, we are also proactively going to reach out to you and make sure that everything's okay. We do what's called a first touch. So after we get everything set up and squared away, that first touch is usually 2 weeks after you get signed up. We do reach out to you proactively to see how everything's going. And, of course, like I said, you can always give us a call or email us if you have any questions. So we do want to keep you in the loop. I know you said you're not really, you know, tech savvy. You're not a huge computer guy. You do have 24/7 access, though. Okay.
I just learned how to email.
Okay. Gotcha.
6 months ago.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, that's really all you'd need to do here. I mean, we call you, we text you. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records anyway. But as long as you answer your phone when it rings, and it is going to ring, you know, you'll be able to talk to those people and take on those jobs. The best part about it is, I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 20 jobs to be profitable, especially if I'm waiving that setup fee and just the $299 as an out-the-door cost. I mean, you know, it really is designed to have you being profitable basically with that first job. And whether you do 5 jobs a month, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, it's going to be that same flat rate. So it's a lot easier to budget for. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up on you. And you know, I think you would do quite well with this service.
Okay. Everything sounds good. My only problem is I just don't know if I should or shouldn't, because I don't know. It sounds better than Angie's, and I was aggravated with Angie's because I know. I mean, what I just did for 2 hours, and I'm sitting there going, and then they want me to send pictures. They want me to do this. They want me to do that. And I'm like, come on. You know, this is.
It's a lot of work. Like I was saying, you're already experiencing what a lot of business owners have shared with me, that it feels like it's work. You know, you're working just to get work. You're spending so much time just to get things set up. Now you have to jump on every single lead and call them right away. Now, like I said, we don't even need you to send photos to us to get things started. In fact, you said you don't have photos either. But I mean, we can use stock photos and build out your website. We make it as easy as possible. Now, I mean, I know that even just getting things started, you're already frustrated with Angie's. And if you start getting leads that don't turn into jobs, if you can't even reach those people, or they're just looking for estimates or something like that, I mean, I know that it's a young company, it's a small company, you can't really absorb the upfront cost of paying for leads going out the door and then not even getting those jobs coming in. And I am trying to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. I don't think the $299 is going to break the bank for you. And I know that it's going to get your phone ringing and get you the jobs that you're looking for. And it's not someone that's expecting multiple phone calls. It's not someone who's going to say, hey, you know, I appreciate you calling, but I think I'm going to wait and see, you know, if I can get another offer. It's going to be someone calling you directly because they want to work with you. So again, it's going to be a much better use of your time. As a young, small company, you wear many hats, right? You've got a lot on your plate all the time. The last thing that you've got time for is to chase down leads or talk to people that aren't really interested in hiring you.
Right. This is what, you know, I've been thinking. So let's do this, because I'm thinking. I have to make sure, you know, I can make a decision in a heartbeat with my excavator what I got to do. I know that.
Of course.
But the advertising and all that, I'm not positive, totally 100% knowing where I'm going with it. I'm not enthused with the Angie's List, the way I had to set everything up.
Right.
Maybe talking to somebody and telling them, hey, I'm all done with this. But I also don't want to eliminate advertisement.
Sure.
That's something I got to do.
You do have to be advertising your business, you know, especially, I mean, let's just be honest here, and I mean no disrespect. You just kind of haven't been doing it long enough for, like, traditional word of mouth to be that reliable factor bringing you consistent new jobs, right? I mean, but every new customer that finds you on Google, and Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Most people don't bother to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. They don't use the yellow pages, but we do use our smartphone or our computer. We Google it. And when you're one of those options on that first page of Google, you'll get phone calls. Every new customer that finds you online is someone who can use your services down the road for a different project and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you, especially in the hill towns that you want to target, to kind of grow that reputation, to get that steady stream of customers and contacts and jobs coming your way. Now, I know that with advertising, the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation, the money that you're making back. If you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. On the other hand, if you're spending $1,000 but it's making you $10,000 back to you, you're going to want to spend that $1,000, right? But I do understand also that as a young and small company, the investment part is still important, you know, and I've been trying to make this as affordable as I possibly can. I cut the cost of the service by half. I actually ended up waiving the entire setup fee. Now, it seems like you would move forward with this, and it is a position that we're actively filling, meaning that it is my job with Tara's help and actually one other helping me to speak with business owners today. It's my job to fill this particular listing today. The only thing that I have available, and I'm going to see if I can do this. I hope it does work for you. Quite frankly, after speaking with you, I think you could really benefit from this. I would love to see you be able to do this. I would love to hear, you know, back later. You sent me an email saying that you're so happy you got started with this, and I know that you might want to do that because this is going to work for you. The only thing that I've got in my system that is lower than a new in business rate is a friends and family rate. And I mean, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. I will be completely honest with him though. I will tell him that it's a young, small company that just started with Angie's and he knows how expensive and frustrating Angie can be. The friends and family rate is $249, and that's for the exact same platinum package. So the website's still included, the Facebook ads are still included, so it's everything that you're going to need to get your phone ringing to target the Hilltowns. It just drops it down to $249. There's no setup fee with the friends and family rate. That would save you $600 a month, right? A year, I should say. Save you $50 every month. And you're only going to keep it if it works, right? You're going to pause it when you get busy or, you know, seasonally, but that is as affordable as I can make it. I mean, that's with the website included, with the Facebook ads. I would not want to say, well, let's just get rid of the Facebook ads and drop the cost even further, because those Facebook ads are going to help us to target the Hilltowns, and that's what's going to bring you the jobs that you're looking for. But, you know, I'm pretty sure I could get that $249 approved. I know that my supervisor has been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors, and I've been here longer than just about anybody. So usually when I make a request, I can get it approved. If I can, in fact, get that $249 approved as an out-the-door cost, no setup fee, keep the Facebook ads, keep the website in place, and start getting calls coming directly to you, save you time, money, headache, hassle, frustration of dealing with Angie's, I mean, I'm sure that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Well, it is, and you know, the $299, I ain't complaining about that.
Sure. Like I said, it's not going to break the bank.
No, it's not going to break the bank at all. My thing, what I have, my problem saying yes and knowing that I'm going to be okay. You can tell me I'm going to be okay. You're going to tell me, you can tell me that, yeah, this is easy. This is super easy. I tried to talk to the lady last night and tell her, you know, this computer crap is not for what I'm here.
You're right. Going
to get, I mean, I need to have something that I really don't even have to pay attention to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what you're going to get with this. I mean, obviously you still have to answer the phone, and that's really all that we request from you, is that you answer the phone. With something like Angie's, you get a lead, and you're going to get charged for that. If you don't jump on it and call that person, if they don't answer and you don't call them back, I mean, you're going to get charged for that. So this is as easy as it can be, because, I mean, it's not even advertising, right? Like traditional forms of advertising, radio, print, TV ads, things like that, billboards on the side of the road. I mean, that is advertising. That's kind of a shot in the dark. You don't know if the person who sees that ad is even looking for your services or able to pay for the services. This is marketing. This is putting your business at the exact moment, in the exact place that someone is trying to find someone who can do excavation work or dirt work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get calls from someone who is looking for you. they're going to find you by typing in the services that you provide. They're going to be in the area that you want to target, where you want to work. Now, I know that you said the $299 wasn't going to break the bank, but I mean, I'd be more than happy to make this affordable for you, something that you're going to not even worry about, right? Like, you know, like you said, kind of set it and forget it. As long as your phone's ringing, you're going to be happy with it. And at $249, you're going to be like, yeah, this is working. I'm not even going to worry about it, right? I want to make it affordable enough for you, right? Even the original $299 with the $99 setup fee, $398 to get started, and $299 after the fact. I mean, for the work that you do, a smart investment, definitely. I'm more than happy to walk you through our pricing page. We are Google partners, and there is a link on there that you can see. It goes directly to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That is going to be a huge part of your success. Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm all the time. They're usually just small changes. But even if they are bigger changes, they let us know ahead of the time. You will always have the right content that Google looks for. Bing basically indexes off of Google. You'll be listed on Bing too. That's what's going to keep you on the first page. That's what's going to keep you right where people are looking for you, and that's what's going to give those people who see you the opportunities to pick up the phone and call you. Like I said, the website's included as well. I am more than happy after speaking with you to fill this position. I really don't want to talk to anybody else, someone who wouldn't even benefit as much as you would from it, especially if it gets you away from that headache and hassle that Angie's might be, that you already think that it could be, that I've spoken with so many business owners who have confirmed firsthand that it is a headache and a frustration and a huge expense. If I can spare you that, that makes me feel good. That's actually what I love about my job. I know that I'm helping out business owners, and I know that you're doing this. It's your livelihood, right? So you kind of depend on those phone calls and those jobs coming your way. I'd be more than happy to, even without even asking my supervisor, although I'm sure he would approve it, I'd be more than happy to ask for forgiveness later versus permission now and just push through with that $249, that friends and family rate. I know it saves you a little bit of money, and $50 is something that you can spend on something else, right? Take yourself out to dinner or something. And that $249, to be honest with you, doesn't begin to cover our costs. We'd have to earn your business for like 4 months just for us to break even. But after that, it makes sense for us. We're still going to spend $100 every month on Facebook ads. We're still going to update and optimize your listing and your website at no additional cost. But like I said, your success is our success, keeping clients on board for the long term, even though it's month-to-month, earning their business because the service is working. That's how we've been successful for more than 20 years.
Okay, I want to say yes.
Okay.
I'm too hesitant on it.
I think you're going to love it. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, it seems like you're almost going to want to move forward with this, and I appreciate that. I think you're going to do very well with this. Now, one of the things that I'm required to do here, and the next step would be, if you decide to move forward, to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. If you've got a half hour at some point today, if not, we can do it tomorrow. But as soon as we do it, we can start creating your website. I am required as a Google partner to read what's called a voice verification. Okay, it actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, first of all, that it is month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we can target specific places where you want to be found, that we will build a website for you, that will waive your setup fee, that it would only be, in this case, the friends and family rate of $249 as a fixed flat rate. Now, I am required to read that voice verification before I even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
So what I'm going to, what I'm trying to think here. So we'll just stick with the $299 right now, because that's sticking in my head. That's what it's sticking in.
Okay.
So
okay, that's an easier number to remember.
It is, and it's just is the first number that come to my head, and that's what it is. So, $299. That is every single month, no matter what.
As long as you choose to keep the service.
Now, what is the cost to set everything else up?
Okay. So in this case,
if I said yes right now, mm-hmm. what is it going to cost me?
Good
right
question.
Now to
fair
to
question. Absolutely. So what I would do in this case is waive your setup fee. There's normally a setup fee on our website, every one of our packages, even if we're not building a website, even if we're not doing Facebook ads. Every one of our packages on our website has a $299 setup fee normally, and that is for the content creation, for the SEO, for all of the directories and destinations that we create, for doing your client interview, for making sure you're PIN verified. So it does help us to offset the cost of the service and getting things set up for you. But I'm going to waive that setup fee altogether. It would be $299 as an out-the-door cost, not even the reduced $99 setup fee that I started with, because I want to make it affordable for you. The $299 is a fixed rate and a flat rate, so you're not going to see hidden taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it bills once a month for $299, and it's also a fixed rate. No matter how long you keep the service, even if you keep the service long enough for anyone to consider you an established business, it is still going to be that reduced rate, the new business rate. And if we raise our price, in the almost 12 years that I've been here, we've raised our price twice. I think the last time was 6 years ago. We may raise our price in the future, but even if we do, your price would never go up. It would stay grandfathered in, secured at that fixed rate of $299. In fact, I would read all of that into the voice verification before I even asked you for that form of payment. So it is that exact amount, no setup fee, month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it for any reason, for any amount of time. If you need to go on vacation, if you get a couple big jobs, you want to pause it seasonally, you can do that. And we don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact.
Okay, now, because I'm sitting here. So the total today would be $299.
$299, exactly. And it's to the penny, and it'll never go up, it'll never change. It bills once a month on the exact same day every month. So really easy to budget for. You know exactly what to expect. Again, you know, with something like Angie and paying for leads, it might depend on how many leads you get. It might depend on the cost of every single lead, because it does vary depending on the size of the job. Like I said, I remember talking to one excavation contractor years ago, and it might even have gone up, but I think it was Home Advisor at the time, so the same business, just it was a different name back then. He said most of his leads were $50 or $60, but if it said site preparation, it was $150 or $160, even if it was a tiny little space. With this, you never have to worry about any of that. You know, it's going to be exactly $299, and it'll never go up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did. I got two leads before I even was fully signed up, and I called, and one already had something done, and the other guy, he just texted me, said, "Did you send out that quote yet?" Well, no, because I've been...
Okay.
You know, normally I would have, but I haven't done it, and it was $50, I think, both of them were.
Okay. Yeah. So like I said, you know, really for the cost of just a handful of leads and for a fixed rate that, you know, it's never going to go up. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to, you know, keep eyes on it or wonder how much you're going to be charged this week. With this, it fills once a month, in this case, for exactly $299. Now, you know, like I said, I do have to read that voice verification. It might answer more of your questions, but I'd be happy to answer any and all questions you have. But I mean, it seems like this is going to be something that you're going to love, and you're going to maybe stop using Angie, not have to pay for those leads. I'm not even really asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. Even if you don't cancel Angie, if you just pause your leads, you know, maybe once this week and a couple of weeks down the road, that not having to pay for those leads, that would easily, you know, free up the budget for something like this. Once we get your phone ringing, this is not only going to pay for itself. If you wanted to still keep Angie's, it would help you to pay for those leads too. So, Mike, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the number you want on your website?
Yes.
Okay. And it is a smartphone, I know that. Most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call your number directly. The websites that we build do have contact forms as well. So residential clients can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, the Angie has a physical address, the 284 Sylvester Road. Now, my understanding is that your business is service-based, meaning that you really only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. That address is not an address you would necessarily want your potential customers to know about, not something you want to see or to have the public see online, right?
Right. They don't know. They don't need to.
That's your residence, right?
Yeah, that's my residence.
It is.
And
okay.
What, you know, I run my business out of my residence.
Sure, of course.
You know, nobody's coming
here
to...
No one, yeah. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be for service-based businesses. When you're providing a service and going to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Google doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And certainly, of course, we can target, you know, the hill towns and anywhere you want to be found. Now, Tara never did get your last name.
Sampson, S-A-M-S-O-N.
S-A-M-S-O-N, okay. Mm-hmm. And then what is a good email address for you? Now, again, the email is really maybe, you know, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. The email address will attach to the contact form, so when someone fills out that contact form, like I said, you get the text and the email. If it's a personal email, that's fine. It would be hidden. No one would even see it online, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Mr. Sampson, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
My business email is MikeScrappyDo@gmail.com.
So Mike Scrappydo.
Yeah, and that's D-O.
Uh-huh, just one O.
D-O-O.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, MikeScrappyDo@gmail.com. Now, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, I am required to read that voice verification before I even ask you for any form of payment. And, Mike, if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. Worst I can do is call somebody up. Okay, that's one thing I get aggravated with, too. So if I wanted to cancel,
Sure.
I just call this number and say, hey, I'm all done, no more.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's actually part of the voice verification as well. But as long as you give us a call, let us know you want to stop. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked. Now, like I said, I have to repeat that again because it is part of the voice verification. I do have that voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Sampson, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Mike, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Scrappy Do Excavating.
And that's why I have that, and that's with just one O in Do. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mike Sampson, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Sampson, as the owner of Scrappy Do Excavating, Mike, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mike, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages. Mostly it's going to be phone calls coming from either my company or from your potential customers. Mr. Sampson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie. Like I said, there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, there's a couple of reasons. First of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Sampson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW.
Like I said,
oh, go ahead.
Like I said, I'm not even sure what Angie says. I'm not even really happy with them yet.
Right, yeah. Right. And if you cancel with them, I think you'll be glad that you do. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to make sure that we build that website for you and make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being month to month, no setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Mike, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The voice-activated searches are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of exactly $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, meaning you can stop at any time. It is completely at will, no contract. You can stop for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it, like I said, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sampson, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and for that initial investment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
I have a Capital One MasterCard.
Okay. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Five four zero seven zero seven six eight three six nine six zero eight nine six.
And then the expiration month and year?
5/28.
5/28. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
325.
325. So 325, 325 on the back. I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Mike, was the card itself 5407?